ready?
Town Brewery Committee meetings for February 3rd, 2014 will come to order. Please turn off aside electronic devices. Mr. Andre, will you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushclaw?
Here.
Councilmember Reesauer?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Easter?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. The minutes for the January 13th meeting are in your package. If you have any corrections that you'd like to make, let us know. We'll be on the agenda for next time. Next item is committees. Public Works, the police station construction update. The most important thing about that is they have now poured all three slabs, so they're now out of the ground. We were looking at the schedule today, and they were actually supposed to do that on the 24th of January, so they're not really that far behind, like 9 days behind, considering the horrible weather they've had since the day it started. And they're out there working on, I think it's they stained the floor or something next. But I'm still very impressed with the contractor. I'm still very impressed, especially with the architect. He was out here this morning. I mean, this isn't some lieutenant of his. He's the guy who runs, owns the company. He's out here all the time checking on stuff, and he's on top of the paperwork, so things seem to be going fine. If anybody has any questions or comments. By the way, for the new people in the audience, committee meetings, the floor is open for comments. If you want to speak or on anything, just let us know. Any questions on that? All right. Planning and zoning, minutes, item A, discuss variance request, Wilfred Dupuy, 1685 Pecan Street, basically put an awning that hangs out over the access servitude, which is really his anyway. And it went before the planning commission and received a positive response. This package is over there with these sketches in it.
Yes.
We're only
they're in the packages.
Yeah. Anyway, is any comments or discussion? Anybody want to comment? Talk about it. Well, that'll be on the agenda for next time. Item B, discuss various requests with Sean Aguilar. She's a young lady who's ridden from New Roads. She's got that only zero lot line house right on St. Francis Street, and she just wants to put a fence up there to contain her dog. But the fence will go over the sewer servitude, if I'm not mistaken. And she went before the planning commission, got a positive response, and we don't have a problem with it. The chances of us ever having to get in there are almost zilch. So with that, we have a sketch for that one too. It's rather crude, but it'll still work. Any comments or discussion on that one? It should be. Item C, discuss variance request, Randall Loop, 468 Quiet Oak Boulevard, rear and side setback to build a pool house. That sketch is also in there. And this one also went to the commission and by a vote of, by a vote of 5-1 with one abstention. It was reported out favorably. And I suppose that's a discussion on that one, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, no question.
All right.
Well, basically, I want to build a pool house. I own the line on the side of me, and there's a 15-foot sewer servitude that basically cuts me off from the other lot. So basically, what I'm trying to do is stay as close to the pool and not kill the other lot is have the pool house just kind of pushed in that basically pie-shaped corner that basically is kind of a dead corner. So that's why it's going where we're going to try and fit it right there. And the orientation of the pool is such that that's the closest location usable to be able to walk across the servitude to the pool house. And it's also going to be a workout room. So just kind of a little multi-function. Probably only about 20, 25 by 40 or something.
Okay, as I understand, there's a 5-foot setback on one side, and what is the setback? I mean, what is the setback on the thin side?
On the what side, sir?
On the thin side, the one closest to your house.
But basically, I want to get on that lot.
Oh, you want to get on the line, zero?
Yeah, being on both lots, I'm my own neighbor right there.
Yeah. So you want to butt it up against the property line?
Yeah, I'll still be 16 feet away from the house.
But the house, the pool house is actually on the other lot, right?
Yes, sir.
I oppose it. I know I can't stop the 10-foot, but I'm asking that council members don't approve of the 5-foot.
What caused it for it to be 5 versus 10? If you got the lot and you got that whole property line right there.
Because in the future, if something ever happened to my dad, I'm going to build a house with my mom right there. And just to not slide it into the building area of the other lot. Dean Hotard is going to draw something, but basically he said, hey, let's try and pass this so I can get the orientation of how this pool house is going to fit into the other one, into the lot for the next house, should it whenever built. So that's why, just to, you know, get it in that dead corner, if you will. If it wouldn't be for the sewer servitude, we wouldn't even be here. It'd be 10 foot, it'd be sitting about where the servitude's sitting, right next to the pool, and it wouldn't kill either lot.
Does the sewer line actually run on the sewer servitude?
Yes, sir. So that's the whole reason I'm asking for it.
The sewer servitude runs between your house and their property line, then it cuts through toward Main Street?
Right on side of Caleb. And because it's...
So this would be you, Caleb?
I am the third. Anatol's the first one, and then Caleb's house is the second.
And this is Caleb.
And then I'm the third one, right? And
yeah, this is Caleb.
My main reason is drainage problems and noise. That's my... I've come to the town hall and spoke with Mr. Wayne Delapaz and the mayor and brought to him the attention of the drainage problems. And I have had noise problems in the past, and I don't think it's going to be good.
I would say that drainage, I can't speak for drainage. There's a drainage servitude back there. I would be willing to do downspouts and gutters if he was concerned, if that was a big deal. I would just need permission to run it across the sewer servitude to run toward the big pond that they have over there that's dry. So I could help alleviate that. As far as the pool house with noise, I would say it would do nothing but insulate you if that's what you worry about.
What's the distance from your back end of the pool to the back end of your property?
I don't have that. 30 feet maybe?
Doesn't look like
30
feet.
What is this? It's a little squiggly line going for a pool.
Yeah.
It's like about 100 feet, 80 feet at least.
That pool's not scale. That's just a squiggly line that shows you where the general location.
All right. You're talking about the distance from here to here, right?
Yep.
That's what you're talking about.
But that's
at the closest point.
From the corner of the house is 243 on the long side. Yep. So estimate that.
But that's not an accurate, you said.
This is 243 feet right here.
From the corner of that house to the long side.
Yeah, this is 135 feet right here. If I read that right. 113.6.
This is a Mary. I can't tell him where to build it. All I'm asking is don't build it 5 feet away from the fence. That's all I'm asking.
Anybody else?
Well, 10 feet change that much as far as drainage goes? Because 10 feet won't change that much as far as noise goes.
Well, an additional 5 ain't gonna change the noise.
Mr. Scott, you gotta realize where I'm coming from, all right? I've had a lot of drainage problems. I came to this town. If you got my email that I sent out,
I got it.
You'd understand where I'm coming from, all right? I spent a lot of money, of my own money, after I came to this town. And now we want to put more water when we already have a problem? You know, I listened to that, I'm not asking for a roll call, but did anybody, from what I got from the zone meeting, was that this is a hot item that we need to discuss and that it needs to be alleviated. I'm not sitting there saying that this is going to happen, but from what I understood was there's a drainage problem that y'all need to take care of now. Well, it was brought up in the past that it needed to be taken care of. Now I didn't haul in all kind of dirt. He bought the lot next to him. He didn't haul in all kind of dirt. I told him, that's not the answer. He makes good money. I make good money. We could have dirt halfway up the fence. That ain't the answer. That's what I was told to do.
Wait, what were you told to do?
I was told to get with my neighbor and the next neighbor and to take care of the drainage problem.
Okay. Your neighbor and the next neighbor being Anatol, it's my understanding that the three of y'all were supposed to meet with me, but refused to.
Who?
You.
No.
Okay, well then I must have gotten the wrong message. Because I told him, I told Anatol, I said I'll meet with them at any time of the day or night. I want everybody here so we can all work, do it together. And man, that's all right.
You communicated with Anatol or with me?
With Anatol.
Did Anatol come to you about the drainage problem or did I?
No, you did.
Okay, why would you communicate with Anatol?
Because I was at his house and I asked him to get the three of us, three of y'all together. Okay, well I'm lying. You're right. Okay.
I didn't say you weren't lying. I said it just doesn't make sense. I had a problem. Why would you tell Anatol to come?
Where's your water problem coming from? Is it coming from the neighborhood behind
it's coming where from the water? It's coming from the drainage servitude who's been filled up with dirt. That's where it's coming from.
Behind
Anatol built. Anatol built concrete. He basically concreted his whole backyard, and he put a small culvert underneath there. The next neighbor, when they built what or did whatever they did, they said, "Oh, this is a drainage problem, and I have a drainage problem," so they filled their servitude up with dirt. Caleb came along, and I'm not sure exactly which came first, and he said, well, she's got all hers filled up, and Caleb got it blocked here, so I'm going to fill mine up. And the next guy who comes along, he's going to fill his up, and fill his up, and fill his up. And Caleb's absolutely right. This is a problem because people have filled up the drainage servitude. That's the problem.
And that's
Al Brule can correct that problem.
Well, that's where I have a problem with it, because I came, first off, I called Wayne up, and he said, there ain't no drainage. All your water goes from your backyard to your front yard. And I'm right. Like, no, that's not what happened. So I came and I showed him pictures.
All right.
Up to here in water in my backyard that stays in my backyard. And he said, man, this is bad. What do you want to do? I gave him an option. I said, I'll give the town right away through my yard and up to Main Street. I'll buy all the pipe. I'll do the dyeing. I'll do the ditch work. I'll do everything. He said, let's go talk to the mayor. The mayor pointed out that there's a 10-foot drainage servitude. Wayne didn't even know. I asked the mayor, can we tap into Main Street? He said, no, you can't. We're going to discuss this at the next meeting, and we'll get back with you. I was sitting down in D.C. one day, and I got a tap on the shoulder from Wayne. Hey, did Anatol get with you? No, why? You, him, and your other neighbor, y'all going to take care of the drainage on your own. I didn't know that's why I pay taxes around here. That's why I'm fired up, because now I didn't spend all kind of money, time and money and effort on my part to fix my drainage problem because the town didn't want to. Now somebody wants to build a pool house and nobody wants to tell him, no, you can't build it 10 feet. And now they want to dig up a drainage servitude. That's why I'm fired. Because I tried to do the right thing. I tried to sit there and say, this ain't the answer.
So your concern is pool house is drainage?
I'm concerned with drainage and I'm concerned with noise. I've already called the cops three or four times and I still hear a dog barking.
well.
I'm concerned that he sits there and comes and knocks on my door and tells me that there's going to be some work being done on the fence. Never once says, hey, guys are going to be trespassing on your yard. I come home and they got people in my backyard working. I'm like, what in the world's going on? I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Go ahead, use my yard. Build your fence even higher.
Do you have a water problem still?
I don't. The people going back up to the highway do. I took care of my problem.
It would stand to reason to, if you have a drainage problem, that you would want to meet with everybody on the drainage servitude from the problem south, or the direction that the water would flow. That's why I would think that the mayor would want to meet with all three, not just one. The outfall is what, three houses down into the pond? Is that the way it goes? Is that east to west?
Yeah. From the highway, yeah, from the highway, yeah. All the way to the pond.
Away from the river, yeah.
And it used to be a swell ditch along the whole thing, which is gone now, right?
That's what they said. I wasn't there whenever the houses were built.
Yeah, that's correct.
And that's what I told them, is that I grew up with Adam Talk. My kids play with him, his kids come down to my house and play. I don't want no bad blood. I don't want his driveway ripped up. The drain ain't low enough. That's why I gave them the right. I told them, you can come through my yard, dig a big old ditch. We'll dig a ditch to the main street and get all this water off all these people going back up to the highway. I don't want no bad blood between nobody, but it ain't fixed and it ain't gonna be fixed.
Well, I can fix it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll hire a lawyer quick.
Okay. All of this is because I didn't talk to you, and I asked Anatole, your good neighbor that you meet so with so much. I asked him to talk to y'all, and all of us get together. And you've been having this burr under your saddle since then, just because I didn't call you and I asked Anatole to do that.
You've got other problems than that.
But in this particular case, the reason you hadn't brought anything up until this building came up is because I asked Anatole instead of asking you, so you refused to go to a meeting because Anatole asked you instead of me.
I was never told about a meeting. I would have been here. I was never told about a meeting.
So Anatole did not even talk to you about the three of y'all getting together.
Johnson got his own polygraph division. If you want, I'll pay for it.
Oh, man. That was all me. Okay. So let's see if I understand this right. Let me make sure I understand this right. The mayor of Brule was approached by a citizen, that being you.
Yes, sir.
About a drainage problem.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the mayor of Brule, being me.
Yes, sir.
Completely ignored it. Didn't do anything about it. Even though you had this great suggestion, you were going to pay for everything, and you had the right of way, and you knew how to get the water to the front, everything said it ain't going to happen.
I didn't say you didn't ignore it.
Well, I must have because I apparently decreed to Dwayne Delapaz that we ain't doing nothing, and Wayne tapped you on the shoulder and said, we ain't doing nothing. So it must be that's what happened.
I told you what happened.
No. My summary is that you presented all these good ideas and all this other stuff, and I just basically said, no, we're not doing that. Now, if you were mayor, why would you do that? Why would you, if a guy has all these solutions and everything is, and you know, it's a good solution and it's going to work, you just sit on your high and mighty, you know, throne in your office and just say, we ain't doing that. Why would a player fella do that? And that was like the year before an election, right? 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 You know why I know that? You know why I know that? Because when I went to your house campaigning, you jumped all over me about how, but you know, that you were upset because I didn't get back with you and all that other bullshit.
No.
I'm asking you, as you were mayor of Brule and a guy would come in and has all these solutions and everything all figured out and doing it for free and all this, why in the world would you as mayor say, I ain't doing that?
Mr. Mayor, can I talk now?
Yeah, I'm asking you a question. Okay. If you want to talk,
Didn't I explain it? I said that Wayne came to me at DC's. Mm-hmm. I never once said you didn't do your job.
No, I didn't. I'm just asking.
What I said was you never contacted me.
I agree with that. You said
okay,
that.
That's all. I never said you didn't do your job.
But you're not listening to my question.
I gave you the floor for a second, please.
I thought you were finished.
No, I was not finished.
Raise your hand if you're finished.
And then the reason that I jumped all over you was, you know what? I went and fought for this country in two different combat zones. And if I want to put a whoever campaign sign up in my front yard for a mayor to come there and open up the door in his first words to tell me I'm not happy about that sign in your front yard, you will get jumped on. I fought for that right. That's why you got jumped on. I'm done.
You just told a mistruth. I did not say you were not happy. I walked in your house because I said, I understand you support another guy, but I'd like to talk to you anyway. And I mean, I'm not an idiot.
I know what you told me up at my house.
Okay. Now, will you please answer the question of me, why would I do that the year before, not fix a drainage problem when you had all the solutions and everything was all worked out?
I didn't say you didn't do your job.
What? I vetoed the idea of fixing this drainage. Wayne didn't make that up on his own. You think Wayne made that up?
Who contacted me?
Well, when you said Wayne tapped you on the shoulder at the restaurant and said, we're not doing anything. So why would he do that if he's not doing it on his own unless I told him to?
Okay, so you told him to go tell me to get with Anatol and to get with
Both of us were together at Anatol's house. Both of us were together. And I said, I don't know the exact words, but I said something to the effect, the best way to work this out is why don't you get the three neighbors together and me, and I'll come, I remember saying I'll come in the evening time, whatever time y'all want to get together, and we'll work this thing out.
And you told that to Anatol?
I told that, me and Wayne were together at his house, and we told that to him, yes.
At Anatol's house?
At Anatol's house, yeah.
Was I home?
No, this is the middle of the day. I don't even know if you're home or not. I have no idea.
Did
because.
You try?
Okay, Caleb.
No, Caleb, I didn't try, okay? I did not try. I did not try. I was at Anatol's house to talk about his backyard drainage, and that subject came up about the whole thing, and I said the best way to do it, would you like a written apology for me not talking to you directly and asking Anatol to call a
quick? I don't need an apology.
Okay, I'm apologizing to you for not talking to you about having the meeting. Foolish me, I thought that y'all got along so well that getting a meeting together by asking one of the three of you to get together would accomplish it. It didn't work. My fault. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay? Next time, anything that happens in that neighborhood, I will go knock on your door and make sure you don't get insulted. I'll be sure to do that. And if you would like to solve the drainage problem, I will meet with you or you and your two neighbors or anybody you want at any time. I will come over there. I will walk there, I'll fly down, anywhere I got to, whether it's the middle of the night, middle of the day, and we will talk about this drainage problem, okay? And we will come out with a solution. And if your solution is a good solution, town really got lots of money for drainage. We got tons of money. Money is not an issue, okay? So anytime you want to get together on drainage in your backyard, front yard, side yard, any yard you got, you call me and I will run over there to meet with you. Okay? Including tonight, after the meeting, tomorrow morning, whatever you want. I apologize for not getting back to you directly and asking your good neighbor and close friend to pull it together. Okay? Shame on me. But if you believe that I just said, well, we got a solution to the drainage, but we just not doing it because I'm the mayor and I just don't want to do it, you're wrong. You don't have to believe you're wrong, but you're wrong. Okay? Now, let's try to go back to this building right here. We're going to solve the drainage problem between the three of us, or four of us. But now this building is the thing that's on the table. I don't have much to say about that. But when there's a notion that I'm some way, somehow indifferent or resistant to fixing a drainage problem, I do have a problem with it. Okay.
Once the drainage problem is fixed, would you still oppose the building? If you have no more drainage problem, would you still oppose Mr. Luke's building as a pool house?
Look, me and Randall have had our ups and downs. I like Randall. At times, we don't like each other. Look, we could be good neighbors. We really could.
And should be.
We really should. There's a couple things we don't agree on, and look, I don't know what it is about barking dogs. I can't stand them, especially when my master bedroom is right there and I can hear the dog bark. I guess it's just a dig in me, and that's one reason. I've asked him to shut the dog up, and it ain't shutting up, and I don't want no pool house 20 yards from my master bedroom. You know, if a dog's in there barking, then I'm going to hear music and stuff playing.
Randall, if you gutted this thing, which way you said water would go to the main drag on the end of it?
Where Anton is? Yes. My house is gutted. None of my house water goes that direction. None of it. Zero. Which I didn't have to do, so that I think I'm helping with that situation. But if that house, I could gutter it either tied into my home's gutter system if I can make the piping work, or I would just basically follow the fence. Basically, parallel the servitude.
Right, all the way to the back?
Yes. But I would still have to cross your sewer servitude, which...
Not a problem.
No, I wouldn't see it as.
I mean...
Does that solve the drainage problem?
That would eliminate the additional water from the house.
Everybody is along that fence. I think we need to decide how we're going to solve that before we do anything else.
And look, if we need to slide it 5 more feet, I'll do it. If that helps you, I'll slide it 5 more feet.
Look, I'm willing to work with you, Randall. I just, you know how I am with noise, man. That's all I'm asking.
The dog's been having a shock collar on him for 8 months now.
Well, it must be out of battery.
It is not, I'm checked. But anyway, but I will slide it 10 feet.
Don't solve the drain problem.
That's not my problem.
I understand that.
Okay.
That's our problem.
I don't understand.
Randall, his drainage ain't. I don't know where it's gonna go, because me and him been going back and forth with dirt on the fence. I think that fence will never go anywhere. I mean,
well, you know, I ain't had it no more.
I'm concerned not for my backyard, because my backyard's high and dry now. It really is. I'm not going to lie to you one bit. I called Sammy Corrin in after I got that little message at DC's. I called up Sammy and said, bring me some dirt. I'm concerned about every time it rains, I see people's backyards up on Main Street you know, coming halfway up the yards, you know. I mean, that's not good for foundations and stuff. I mean, they got live oak trees planted on that drainage servitude now, and dog fences and fences, and I don't know if we could build catch drains or what. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what the. I'm not a drainage guru.
Well, the pool house variance, I don't think, is the issue here.
Yeah, the side yard, I don't see an issue here.
That's not the issue.
It's the back.
Whether he guns it or not, whether it's 5 feet or 10 feet, the noise issue is a whole separate issue. I don't think 5 feet will make a big difference when it comes to noise. Randall's willing to move it 10 feet, that fits within them.
And still use the property, go to the property line, but come off 10 foot. Are you satisfied with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
now that way we wouldn't be granting variance. That would affect any drainage.
Right.
Coming back off, we'd be complying with the 10-foot rear, but we'd allow you to go to the property line on your adjacent lot.
Yes, sir. I mean, that will solve that piece. The other drainage issue is a whole different subject.
Yeah, really should.
Kim, do you have a fence in your yard?
Yes, sir, I do.
Does it go all the way back across the drainage service?
Yes, sir. It was there whenever I bought the house.
Did you get a variance for that? You get a variance for that? Drainage, have a fence on a servitude. You bought it from the developer, or you bought it from somebody else?
I bought it from the person who built the house. The previous home.
Yeah, the previous home. It wasn't the developer. You didn't buy
you bought it from an individual.
The water that comes down the servitude between you and the railroad track on the back?
Yes, sir.
Now that you've built your lot up, what happens to that water? Does it just...
Well, it was stopping at mine.
It goes to the main street and in? it do?
It's...
Did you stay there?
Previously, it was stopping in my backyard. It would never go anywhere. I mean, it would, for weeks, I would have water standing in my backyard, you know, a foot deep. And I assume it's up close towards the highway now. In other people's backyards.
Irma hauled in a lot of dirt also.
Yeah.
Because she was holding water.
She's the next one over?
No, she's way up there.
About three or four.
So I'm talking about three people's problem. It ain't three people's problem. It's their whole problem. The whole,
yeah, it's from. That's exactly right.
The whole, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. That's a fact.
And the by design, the neighborhood was designed to run in the back and drain in the big canal.
Yeah, it was designed, I didn't shoot the grades myself, but obviously it was designed to run along the back to go into the pond. Because, you know, the slope of the land is in that direction naturally. And I'm going to have to assume it was, I don't know, Randall, y'all remember? I mean, that's...
I shot a grade to tie into Anatol's drain. I shot a grade, and that's why I had the drains was sticking up this high off the original ground. So that's why I had to haul in a foot of dirt just to get water out.
Well, I think we ought to grant the zero so it makes that lot more usable, so he doesn't have to set off to the side another 10 feet from the pool, but hold to the 10-foot rear setback. Would be my...
Does that work with you, Randall?
I'm fine with that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. Well, I mean, anything else, I mean, I got a landscape and other stuff anyway, so that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. And see, another thing, normally precedent has been set in regards to variances that if the neighbors agree, normally it will go through. You know, and if there's a problem, normally then...
Well, no, I don't have any problem. I really don't have a problem with Caleb. I mean, the drainage has been, like you said, a spur on the south for a long time. And, you know, I don't want to add to it, but, you know, I don't have a solution either, so...
Okay. Any further discussion on that?
Well, for the meeting, we need to adjust this for that 10-foot.
Yeah, well,
that's what he wants to do.
I would suggest
we could just make a motion to not approve the rear, but approve the side.
To 10 feet from 5.
Right.
That's fine, thank you.
Unless you all want to do another sketch between now and
then. I don't think
it's necessary. It's your job.
Okay.
And Kale, we do appreciate your service out country. Yes, I did think about you when you left.
I know you did.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, I do too. But I will be in touch, I promise you that. That is a promise. Okay, next item is top three derelict buildings. Honestly, I haven't, the second month in a row, I haven't really checked on it, but I can tell from the outside that some of them are making excellent progress. And I promise by next month that I will actually call each one of them and see how they're doing. But I really don't have a good report.
Thank you.
Finance Committee, January bills, you know, got them in advance. Questions, or comments, or discussion, or whatever. Anybody? Nothing? Okay, we can move on. Personnel, I don't know of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police, chief, you going to talk about
it? Yes.
Big guy?
Yes.
That is a big guy.
Yeah, he is a big guy. Cedric Ross quit a couple weeks ago. He went work for the Department of Public Safety. So we had an opening. So I hired, his name is Jason Jones. I'm sorry. He worked for Fort Allen for, I think, 9 years as a full-time officer. Hiring contingent appointments approved by council at next week's meeting.
What's his name again?
Jason Jones. He's post-certified. He has a matrix exam, all of those requirements. I'd like to hire him at a rate of $15 an hour. To complement his experience.
How long has he been there? Sorry.
He was with Fort Allen full time for at least 9 years, Fort Allen City.
Is he working now?
He's working for us. He started with us January 31st.
Scott, a couple of years ago, a year ago, whatever, the legislature passed a law that said if a police department loses an officer between council meetings, the chief has the authority to go out and hire somebody. and pay them until the council, either approves or disapproves of them, which would be next Monday. So that's a very good law, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a very, very good law. The next regularly scheduled meeting, which is Monday. So that's, it's okay to pay him and it's okay for him to work and all that stuff, it's all legal. That's my understanding.
Does he live on this side of the road?
I'm not sure where it is, Mr. Jones, but I can find out.
Port Allen.
Yeah, there he is.
He's a nice guy, he's huge.
We was gonna put him in.
I mean, when he walked through my door, I mean, he almost hit the top of the door. He's that big, he's a big guy. I mean, I'm not talking about fat, I'm talking about big.
So he's up there shooting?
Well, we're gonna put him in the Crown Vic, because Jason has the Tahoe, but we got a swap, he can't fit in the Crown Vic. So Jason's gonna take the Crown Vic and we're gonna put him in.
I mean, this guy must have played football, tackle for somebody, geez. All right, any discussion on that? Any further? Anything else, please?
I have two other quick things. We did a bench warrant roundup last month in Plaquemine. I think we caught up with 15 out of a couple hundred. That day we collected, I wanna say close to 4,000 or 5,000. A lot of them were partial payments, but we gave them until February 10th, 4th date. And I think so far, probably collected 10,000, making contact with the people, so it was successful. Had it revealed, we went all over, but it was successful. And the only other thing with nuisances, fixing to come back up with the grass season, starting to come back up. Doing some thinking on that ordinance. The ordinance is great. I'd just like to add it. Maybe Tom could suggest how we do this, but I'd like to add that whoever makes the complaint makes it in writing to the police department. Because we got so many feuds going on where people are mad at each other, they call on each other back and forth. I think they all come in and put it in writing that there's a nuisance issue that wants to check out.
Why don't we just introduce it this time? And, you know, you don't have to pass it the following month, but you put a draft together. We'll just introduce it Monday night.
Let me ask the question. There's several issues on that. Once somebody does something in writing, it becomes part of the public record that would be available and have to be given.
You know, honestly, I think it should.
So it's you know, if you don't see a problem with that.
Well, that'd be part of consideration.
If you don't think it would create more problems than not. I mean, I don't, you know.
What they do is they hide behind us and they call. And sometimes it really is a nuisance problem and sometimes it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
Let me interject from my experience.
Yes.
Whether they call and they make it anonymous or they don't call it, make it, and it ain't anonymous, the person who got it filed against them, they know who it is.
Right.
They know who it is.
Yeah.
If a neighbor, all of a sudden Jamie calls and says your grass is too tall, they know who called in.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So having it in public record, what I'm saying is not going to change that much.
The bottom line is the grass is tall. Whether somebody makes a verbal complaint or a written complaint, the bottom line is if the grass is tall, the grass is tall.
And some years it's repeat people. And, you know, starting this year, I'm not fighting at it all year long, sending letters a couple times or calling. I'm going to go write them summons the first time, you know.
Well, for some of the lots that are chronic, and they're owned by people out of town, you know, I'll file a complaint. I don't have a problem with that at all. You know, in fact, I kind of want them to know it's me.
Well, you got a code that says how high it's got to be.
It is right. I mean, if you do it, well, I reported it. If it's 10 inches, it's 10 inches.
Well,
right?
Whatever. Yeah, I agree with that too.
Right. It just cuts down a little mess. They try to hide behind us to do their bidding.
Since we're on nuisance, have we ever had a complaint about Raymond's dog? I mean, Raymond's dog?
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know. They were talking complaints about noise, and I just didn't know if they had a file or didn't.
I got one comment on that. I wonder how he knows which dog is barking. There's lots of dogs in that neighborhood. I mean, I'd like to know.
Yeah. You know, he was sitting right there.
Yeah.
Should ask.
But yeah, you know, that's just a whole separate issue. I just didn't know if he had filed those complaints or not.
feel comfortable to get it. All right, so y'all want to introduce it next time? Then we can talk about it next month and then pass it or not pass it, do whatever we want, you know. Why don't we just put it on the agenda to, we'll just introduce it next time. Right. Anything else, police? You got anything else?
Yes.
Anybody? Okay, governmental affairs, landmark and heritage. Discuss homes for landmark plaques. Ms. Bourgeois, you take that. You.
Okay. We, at the meeting last week, Landmark and Heritage Commission recommended 3 homes for plaques. This is a success story.
From derelict.
From derelict. You should have called us on yet now on this home. It's not completely finished on the interior, but it's getting there. It's about 600% better looking than it was a year ago. And so Debbie, show the next one on that. Oh, she didn't have the old picture. It started out as just a 2-room house. Bernadette and Tiki Michelle built the house at 150 Grease Main in the early 1950s, and we had an old picture. Okay, this is the home of Wendy Parrish on Bourgeois Street, and this is one of the second generation homes. Okay, Jamie, we're getting close to your time frame because this one was built in 1964.
That's
fine. Well, you're eligible by Wiley and Marie A. Bear. And when they built another home, they sold this home to Babs and Ronnie Babbitt. And when Babs and Ronnie built their home on St. Francis, they sold it to Rhonda and Wayne Payro. And so now Rhonda's sister Wendy owns this home. So that's great. Mine
built in 1964.
Yeah, you're eligible. Okay, Deb. And this is right across the street from Wendy's. This is Felton and Enda Crockett's home, and it was built in 1960. So it is 50 years old, and we recommended that also. So those are the 3, in addition to a house on Eileen Street that you all approved back in the fall, I think. And the next thing we have, 182 LeBeau, is a site where the Excelsior School was, and that school operated from 1887 until 1935. And the last teacher at that school was Miss Lil LeBlanc. And coincidentally, Miss Lil's house was across the street from the school, and Catherine Blanchard owns her house today, and that was the person who had plaque number 1, the landmark plaque for the house. So this is the first application or a former landmark site. And Debbie, the next picture shows, this is the house where Wayne Roth lives today. And the school was right close, almost on where the road is today. So we just took a picture of the house to give you a general idea of where
that house used to be. Two houses.
That was two houses. Houses.
Yeah. There was a lot of tired 2 houses in
it. Right, right.
That's a fact.
And the school is very close to the road. And go back one so they can see, please, Debbie. You can see in this other picture that, you know, you can really see the lane, how the lane looks when it's off a boat. It's just a little, probably a...
Have we talked to the people that own that house and sure they're okay?
Dwayne, yeah. he did an application. We have an application right. For
well, that's good.
Sites. So great. The net after these, and Debbie, we got the sign. This is a sketch of what the sign is going to look like for where a landmark once stood. And where the oak tree is at the top, instead of the oak tree at the top like that.
Is that going to be metal?
It's going to be aluminum. Instead of the oak tree there, there's going to be an embossed copy of the Town of Bruny landmark plaques that we give to the homes 50 years old and over. And it's going to see Bruley landmark site, and it's going to have the name of the place. And where we know for sure, we'll put when it was there. And we're getting prices, but so far it looks like the aluminum sign part will cost less than $100. And for the post part, Wayne has a vendor who has a covering for just the base of it. So
maybe we could reduce the Christmas budget.
We put $500 in the budget for the landmark sites. I remember that.
Those signs come
Christmas lights. I must have been asleep at the wheel that day.
Yeah. And that sign is not going to be green. It won't be green because the Historic Association is getting those wooden signs replaced, and they're using green. So we're looking for our signs to be a brown color with maybe gold letters. So hopefully Larry will get our signs done for us. So we tentatively have scheduled the date for our ceremony for April 6th, which is a Sunday afternoon in May, your favorite time.
You know, speaking of, I was joking about the Christmas lights, but this year when we got ready to put them up, Wayne had some of them that weren't connected up right or something like that. And he called Entergy, and Entergy said, well, you know, all these years you've been stealing electricity. We all actually, it's not actually metered. So we're not interested in coming out there and fixing those things for you. You know, they used to do that. And they're right. I mean, they're not metered all over the state. I'm sure we have people hook up Christmas lights. They're not metered. I mean, they don't have a meter at every pole.
Yeah, so they just tie into two
lines. I thought it was interesting. Right. They said we were stealing the electricity. Well, I don't know if we're stealing it. I mean, we were, you know, it was out there like 50 years we've been doing that. So, there was some lights we put up. I don't know if anybody noticed, but they weren't lit up this year because we had the electricity. So, whatever. That's just a sidelight.
So that's the report for landmarking here.
Right.
And with the next thing, that we did get this very nice...
Very nice.
A little commemorative marker, but being a Tree City, Tree City USA for 10 years. And we thank Lynn Robinson for helping us get started with that because we wanted to get it started, and we went there and talked with her and she told us what to do. And we did also receive notification that we had been certified for 2013. That's my report for that.
Other matters, I'm not aware of any. Mayor's report, I only have one item. We had a meeting the 14th, and then now we're on the 3rd, so it's only 2 weeks. I was going one of them. So just a report on the cold weather. The town of Bruley, you know, we made it through it fine. I mean, we didn't have anything freeze or break or anything like that. The guys took proper precautions and all, so I guess it all worked. I wasn't here for the first freeze, but for the second freeze, everything was frozen over. I think everybody actually did stay home. David, did we have any issues like wrecks and stuff in town?
Not a big.
I think everybody figured out this was not the right thing to do the second time. But yeah, that's all I have. Are remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
Baseball team doing spaghetti dinner on Sunday. From 11 to 1, tickets are $7. They're going to serve them up in front of the school, if you're interested. Let me and Terry know. And put new lights up in the baseball field. They should be doing the wiring this week. And they claim that the only baseball field in the state that'll have brighter lights will be Alex Box Stadium. So a lot of work going on there. We work on see.
Just in the way of an announcement, the mayor of Bruley will not be attending any more basketball games where Bruley is playing a private school. That is to maintain my marriage. Because I get so freaking mad when those recruiting schools put those recruits out there and they start beating us. My wife threatens to leave me and wants the keys and go over and all that stuff. So I decided they played Parkview, I think Thursday night or something. I'm not going to the game. I just want to make sure everybody's aware. Tuesday night, Tuesday night, that's right. So I'm not going to the game because I would prefer to stay married.
I'll text you the score.
Yeah, no.
I'll get somebody
to
video for you watching.
It's bad. I'm pretty bad.
The drainage that was the topic earlier, is that going to be fixed?
The mayor of Bruley is going to pay attention to it now that, you know, that he ignored it before. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Mr. Klein Peter and find out what his work schedule is and schedule a meeting when he for sure can be there. And I'm going to have the meeting we were supposed to have a year ago or whenever it was. And we will work it out. And I will tell them one of the alternatives is we can go in there with a backhoe and we can clean that drainage out if that's what y'all really want.
Yeah.
If y'all want to play hardball, we can do that. See, that's what,
like I said, it's not this them through.
No. It's going to be all, the whole thing is going to be filled in before it's over with. There's nobody going to do it any different from what they did.
I went and looked at both properties.
Yeah.
And not only on the Main Street property has the dirt, the fill been increased, but they planted some beautiful trees right in the middle of the right of way down.
Sure. Yep.
Fences, all the fences crossing the servitude.
Yeah, sure.
So roots are going to further.
Right. Damn.
Impede drainage.
That's right. Before I drop the ball, I observed the same thing. But I think I have a feeling I know why the meeting didn't happen, and I think it had more to do with what the result might have been of the meeting, and they just didn't want to have it. But of course, I can't prove that.
Yeah.
I didn't serve the returns.
Let's move forward.
All right. Hey, anybody else? Yes, sir.
Did they increase the interval of the lights, the red lights?
If anything's been changed, I'm not aware of it.
Well, I see 7 or 8 cars can get through now with only 4 or 5 before.
And which light?
The Main Street and.
Oh, really? It's longer, you think?
Right here.
You think it's longer?
It's longer. It definitely is longer.
Well, I'll take credit for it.
There was a guy working out there during the Christmas holidays. He spent a good bit of time at the...
We did write him a letter. Seriously, we did write him a letter. It must have been at least a year ago, I would say. And we asked him to do a study about increasing the times. And the guy wrote me back. He wrote me an email back. And he said, yeah, they were going to do that, but they didn't have the manpower right now to do it. And, you know, that kind of stuff. But I never really heard back from him.
I think ever. It did increase it.
I don't know who hit the telephone pole like that.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
Chief?
Somebody
hit it. It's rotten and cracked, I think.
I seen it lean, and then I seen it.
That
was
a week or so ago, huh?
Yeah, they took an
asshole. Some of it's still
hanging up in the air.
Yeah,
part of it is.
No idea. Anybody else? Okay, announcements. We don't have any announcements at all. Wow. Okay, do I hear a motion adjourned? Move, Ms. Andre. Second, Mr. Neesler. All in favor say aye. All opposed, nay.
7:20.